Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон trap сонсон trap сонсон trap сонсон trap донтсон trap донтсон trap донтсон Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаан Дадас дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. We got a great show today. We got Preacher Lawson from NBC's America's Got Talent. You were in the All-Stars thing too as well.
The champions, yeah.
Champions. Did you win?
No.
You come close?
Fifth place.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
In all of America, you came in fifth place.
Yeah, yeah. Australia's Got Talent, people that won Britain's Got Talent, Susan Boyle.
And then, that's awesome, man.
They all got talents.
So everybody that won all competed?
Well, everyone, people that won got second place and, you know, did well.
Yeah.
They competed. Yeah. So. Yeah.
And then, Greg, I saw you on an ABC sitcom yesterday?
No, I'm shooting. It's just a guest starring, though. That's the worst kind of guest starring to get is in a pilot. Because when you get a pilot, you want it to be a series regular part. Because a guest starring is just like, this thing could really take off for the other people in the cast.
Oh, I feel so bad for you.
This is my one episode.
I feel so bad for you working in Hollywood.
I know. That's the good side. It is a full week, and it is, you know, it's not terrible.
And then we have the Marine, the fighter, the wrestling coach, the jiu-jitsu brown belt, Tyler Smith. How are you, man?
Yo, I'm great.
And security monitor.
Yes. Michael Bublé came into work today.
Did he?
Who did?
That was fun.
Who?
Michael Bublé.
Oh, really?
I was in the basement, but he came in.
What was that like? Did everything just turn pink? Or
come fly.
Were there rose petals everywhere?
It was pretty low key. He just walked in. Was like, yeah.
I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, marijuana is legal in California. No reason to have to go outside to get it. They will deliver it right to you. Okay, they deliver everything from edibles to THC sex lube, which I actually used for the first time. It was great.
Yeah, how was it?
Not alone. I used it. I used it with my wife.
It
was great. It was great. They also have edible macaroons, all kinds of edibles, breast strips. Okay, weed, CBD. They will take care of you.
Sponsor?
Follow them at Speedweed.
Bro, how come you're not giving us weed?
I do. Have you missed out on that? No, because you always.
Oh, you know what? You bailed early. You always missed the big weed give out at the end.
You left before. It's at the end, man. You got to stay till the end.
Yeah.
And then it's Merry Christmas.
How much weed have I given you guys?
Like crazy amounts of weed. You leave too soon.
Yeah, you leave too early.
Pounds, probably.
I got you. I got you.
It's like my fourth. Miss out.
This is my eighth time doing the episode.
You always leave, and then you have your cousin pick you up or something.
No.
Although Adam does act like he can't just
give
press
me the weed
pause
now,
because he probably
I got you. So follow them at Speedweed.
I don't smoke weed. I just want to settle later on.
No problem. I got you. Follow them at Speedweed. By the way, I had a great. So I went to this concert last week. I saw Albie Shore, Bobby Brown.
Yes.
Rex
and FX. Uh-huh. Kool Moe Dee, and Big Daddy Kane.
Where was it?
It was in Long Beach, right? So this is my fourth time seeing Bobby Brown. I told you the first time I saw him, he was amazing. He came on 6 hours late, but he still...
6 hours late.
I mean, he had like 19 opening acts. They were like his cousin, his nephew, his like friend, some guy he met on the way to the thing, right? So then...
his Uber driver is like, yo, man, you know what? I'll give you a shot. I'll give you a shot right now. Park this car. We're going inside. I'm giving you a shot tonight.
That's exactly what happened. So then I went to go see him the next time, and he went on time. So we missed the whole concert. The third time I went to go see him, it was Keith Sweat, him, Monica, Brandy, Drew Hill. And he was supposed to go on, and he missed. Keith Sweat went on instead of, because he wasn't ready. And then by the time he went on, he was like, yo, they're cutting my time after the first song. He was like, but I got paid.
That's nice.
No, that's what he said. No, it's what Bobby Brown said.
He's like,
Keith Sweat took my time, but they pay me a lot of money for this, so I want to give you a concert, but I can't. And I was yelling, don't be cruel, let him play, you know? And then
You're the only one.
Don't be cruel.
So this time, right? I'm like, all right, this is going to be good. Saturday night, I had a show at Laugh. Of course, Hollywood Laugh Factory's like, want to do a spot tonight? Which,
of course.
When I have tickets, but I'm like, all right, I'll do the spot. I drive over.
You are are unreal. You cannot say no.
No.
Okay. Any show, anytime, ever, you're like, oh, but I'm about to leave on this space travel. All right, I'll be there. I got to get my set in first, then I got to go get on this space travel NASA flight.
It's my parents' funeral.
Exactly.
What time can I? Now, so then, right, so me and my wife.
Do a quick
what time is my spot? Can I come late?
So we go down there, and Cool Modi's on. He put on a good show, right?
Yeah, I like Cool Modi.
Then Rex and Effects goes on, and something's off. Like we kind of can't figure out, but they were stalling because they were like,
right?
They were
right.
Like, everyone from Long Beach, say ho, you know, like make some noise. But then they were like, give it up for Snoop Dogg, who wasn't even there. So we're like,
they're just giving in general shout outs.
Where the Pisces at?
Yeah.
Then they kept saying,
anybody here got a left hand? Why are we asking that? I got one though.
So then they were like, where are my big girls at? They got that. There were a lot of big girls there.
Well,
that should have done well.
Yes.
They didn't say where the skinny girls at, but the big girls. So
they knew.
So
well, the skinny
they know
girls,
the crowd.
Skinny girls are in the parking lot.
But by like the eighth time, the crowd started booing, right? Because they were
right. They're like, come on, we've cheered for
they
everything.
They were getting booed like off the stage. Then they were like, listen, we don't want to make excuses, but there's something wrong up here. If you guys only knew what we're going through right now, we would tell you. But my bad, I'll get you all back. We're like, get us
what?
Like,
what?
Yeah. So then they finally play Rump Shaker, right? Because that was like the big hit. But like it was kind of sad because it was like these huge women that were like in their 50s ran on stage. Like, remember the video with all the hot asses?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like those girls, but like 40 years later.
Right, the same original crew was invited back.
Yeah.
Like they called them up like, hey, we're back, baby. Get your thong.
It was like that.
Wash your thong. Let's get the song.
So then Albie Shore comes on with his son, right? And Albie, he's a professional. So he explained what happened. He goes, listen. Because you could tell he was like yelling, but you couldn't hear what he was saying. He's like, listen, I can't hear myself right here. But over here, I can hear myself. But there's something wrong with the sound right now. So he couldn't move.
Yeah, that's right, he had to stay over there where he could.
And that's what happened. And every time you try moving, you're like that,
oh,
that screeching.
Shit.
So now we're like, okay. So he goes into the crowd and sings. So Albie Shore went into the crowd and had his like bodyguard and like his kid on his shoulders. But he did it.
His bodyguard and his kid on his shoulder.
Bodyguard's kid, because it was like some random kid, like and like three guys around him. But they're like, okay, Bobby's next. What's Bobby gonna do? Because you know Bobby's gonna be like,
he's gonna be all over the place.
Or he's gonna just leave because he's not gonna put up with that shit.
Oh, right.
You know, so Bobby Brown goes on and he at first he's like killing it. There's one song and then he goes, all right, that's my time. And everyone's like, huh? But he's like, I'm just playing. But you don't know if he's kidding or not. Because Bobby
right,
Brown.
He might just walk out of there. Bullshit, quit playing. Are you playing now? How about you playing?
Yeah, he's not the kind of guy that like fucks around like that, right? So then he does Roni, right? Mm-hmm. So the truth about Roni, right? So then in the middle of the song, he gives like a 15-minute speech about like what he went through and drugs and Bobby, Christina. And everyone's like, it's a great speech. But then he goes back to the song.
To Roni.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he goes back to
that's
the,
quite a break.
Then he goes
and so
wait, so he starts singing and then halfway through
yeah
he just goes
and everyone still
gives a speech
gives
full
a speech,
speech
and then goes back to but
like
so,
talking to the band all right hold up guys hold
yeah
up.
Right
I
want
to talk to you about something here
yeah
something serious
so okay then, let's kick it
what.
So then he
but
goes,
that's truth about
yeah, no. Yeah. So then he goes,
I lost my wife, my baby girl. I was injured.
I just can't believe you never gave me weed, man. Like the whole
he still got it. I knew he was still in his head about this.
So many times.
He's so distant from everything else. Look, he's going to get a weed right now. He's going to
no. It's fine.
Squeaky wheel, motherfucker.
It's fine,
squeaky
man.
Wheel,
I mean,
motherfucker.
Hey, if we're going to get weed, we might as well
just bring out the box. Do the full disbursement now. That's just funny that you mentioned that, because yeah, every time it's like weed Christmas after the show.
Wow,
so,
all
right, so that's
like half
just,
the reason I do this show.
Totally, you walk in here with tons of free weed. Thank you, Speedweed.
It's actually,
awesome.
Like, it's actually like three quarters of the reason I do it.
So then,
I mean, some weeks are more plentiful than others. Some weeks it's just all patches. And, there you
my
go,
dude, man.
Woo!
Yeah. So then Bobby goes, "Hey."
Match, the way,
then Bobby goes, "Who wants to hear? You guys want to hear a story?" And it's all these huge black women. They're like, "No!"
Wow.
He goes, "I'm going to tell you guys a story." Everyone's like, no, no stories. Told it anyway. I was so high, I zoned out after like the first paragraph.
That's
right?
An easy thing to do.
And so then, was he.
My wife explained to me the story on the way home. Like she drove and told me what was that story about. And then he did every song. It sounded good, except he didn't do Don't Be Cruel because he ran out of time. Ran out of time. But it was a great concert. I got tickets to go see MC Hammer next.
My prerogative, you know. It's what you're there for.
So how? What's going on with you guys?
Go ahead,
man. I got weed now.
I'm just you know, I did shows and the usual stuff. Oh, I did the main room at the Comedy Store last Saturday.
And you murdered it.
Ooh. Of course I did. And 25-minute set, which is such a hard set to get.
Yeah,
that's a tough set to get. Saturday night main room. It was a monstrous set. I had a ball. But it was one of those ones that I wasn't fully like ready in comedy mode when it was time to go up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it took me a minute to kind of get into comedy mode.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, I just wasn't kind of all the way there yet. And then I was like, okay, but then once we got it going, I was great.
Man, I went to bed at the Comedy Store after Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan,
oh, that's hard.
But he didn't like do, it was just his crowd that was hard.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Because he had his crowd. Because when he was up there, he was kind of messing around. And they were laughing.
Well, yeah, that's his house.
He wasn't doing like new old material. Like all the stuff he was doing, it almost seemed like he was freestyle.
Yeah.
And
podcast style, really.
Yeah.
You know?
But they were laughing. So I was like, if they're laughing to him freestyling, I'm going to go up there and do my A jokes.
And just bricks in your pockets.
Then I went up there and they was like, that's all right. And I'm like, well, this is my A stuff. What do you mean, all right? It's not. This is better than all right, y'all. It would have been cool if I wasn't doing my hitters. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
And then like, it just kind of bothered me. But then I was like, okay, that's just the main room, you know. And then I did the next show, and it wasn't his crowd, but it was like one of the most amazing sets. And I was okay. Exactly. It's just his crowd don't like me. You know what I mean?
Well, it's his crowd.
His crowd is like, I mean, and I've been his crowd at one of his shows where you're just like kind of waiting for him. Yeah, you're just waiting for him, and it's like, oh, I feel like I know him because I've listened to the podcast. That's my buddy Joe up there.
One time years ago at the Ice House,
relax,
I like brought a date with me from Tinder to come, which is always such a hit or miss move, you know?
Yeah.
And then
but Ice House is a slam dunk.
It was a small room.
Oh, that's
and then I was on like third, and Rogan was on fourth, and Rogan was like, hey, I have to get out of here. Can I go up third? And then of course they're like, yeah, of course, Joe. So he does like an hour and a half. And then so I'm
going to get out, you know.
Yeah, thanks,
like,
Adam.
I got to go. Do you mind if I fuck you really hard thanks, for an hour and a half?
And I could just smell the pussy leaving. You know, I had this date and I was like, and I'm just like not in date mode anymore. I'm like, why did I do this? And then I go on and like, he watches for like 2 minutes and I'm like struggling. I'm a motherfucker. But it was all good, you know.
No way.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, listen.
It wasn't all good. I was in therapy.
It was not all good, man.
I was in therapy.
He ruined your date.
He didn't ruin a date.
He didn't ruin it. Still went well.
I kind of had a meltdown, but it was still amazing. Everybody loved it.
Whatever.
It's the weed talk.
It went really bad.
I had a meltdown, but you know, it was cool, man. It was fine.
I mean, it was good. I may have said I hope that happened. I didn't say it. Maybe I did. Whatever.
Then my wife and I went to San Diego Friday to do a Navy base. So I go there, and it took 5 hours to get to San Diego. You know, and of course the baby.
Why'd you go on Friday afternoon?
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Oh,
dude,
terrible decision.
Yeah, that's one of those ones you got to go early because the traffic's the worst.
And I got the dog with me, and the dog is like has to go to. He's barking, and then the baby shits, so we have to like stop 3 times for the thing.
This dog.
Yeah, took that dog.
Wow.
And then we get.
He hates this dog.
The dog, I mean, he bit me, man.
He almost got me too. Listen, that dog.
He
yes.
almost got you.
That's
he
true.
He got me.
There's a difference.
Yes, but the difference is when it happened to me, Vince Bichelle was sitting there, saw it happen, and laughed his ass off at me, and still brings it up every time I see him. Oh, so God. I got my own bite.
So then I'm trying to make a left into the gas station, and like there was oncoming traffic, sort of coming, right? But like I had it, of course. You know when you have it, but it's a little. Closer than you probably should make.
Sure, absolutely.
So,
the wife probably lost her shit.
She's like, stop. I'm like, if I stop, we're going to get murdered, okay? Yeah. Like, I can't stop right now.
It's too late now.
The move's in progress.
Yeah.
The move must be completed at this point.
So now we're in a fight. like, babe, you can't yell stop from the back seat. Well, why are you making that turn? But I was in the wrong for making the turn in the first place, but she's in the wrong for telling me to stop right
there. It is.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, in the turn.
Like,
dude, yeah, but at that point, just focus on the you're in the wrong part.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It is exactly what happened.
Okay, well, I got a podcast now.
So what's your podcast?
Nice.
It's called Lawson Brothers Podcast. It's me and my brother. I actually got video. You just now got heat. I'm going to hook you up with a tripod, Brett.
Please.
Because, yeah, because you need a tripod. And you don't actually. Man, it's on a bunch of baby diaper boxes. Well, like,
first of all, the last time I put a video up, I put the video up, and people were yelling at me for yelling over the baby. I'm going to ruin her hearing. So I took the video down. I'm not yelling over the baby.
Talking.
I can't believe
you're
yelling over the baby.
Physically, you are
like that.
Yelling over the baby.
Yeah, but.
Technically.
Meanwhile.
She'll be fine.
I take her to wrestling practice with us. Tyler knows.
Yeah.
It's like, she loves it.
Yeah. She does love it. You see the video. She's kicking her leg. She loves that.
Well, what happened was now the library down the block has toddler story time every Monday and Wednesday. So I take her. It's babies. It's all women. I'm the only man. They probably think I'm like, unemployed, you know, but I'm like with the nannies and the au pairs. So she goes up to this little baby.
No, you're just a comic.
So I put her next to the babies that are her age. Right away, she tries to grab the kid's head and like headlock her.
Oh,
like
that is your baby.
Yeah.
And she's learned moves. She's been paying attention. You know, they're sponges at this age. She thinks that's how you relate to people.
That's
you just try and go for a double leg. She's just
smash
so the boy starts
now.
Crying immediately.
Good work.
You know, and then she goes to another baby and just starts yelling at him. She made two boys cry within 35 seconds.
Love it.
Yeah. So
that's
let's talk
about
the fights that went down. You watched the fights last weekend?
Man, I watched all them fights, bro. That fight, the whole card was fire.
Yeah,
right.
It was a good
that
card.
Was a great
the
card,
Bellator man. One.
You know, I don't know if this happens with y'all, but you ever
Bellator
like
too.
You ever like can't wait for the fight? Isn't Israel fighting this? Israel's fighting
the 12th.
Okay,
he's fighting. He's gonna lose. Kelvin's gonna win.
He's fighting the next. It's
no,
the next
not.
One, right?
Yeah, Kelvin Gastelum versus Israel.
Yeah.
He's gonna lose.
I don't.
He's never fought a wrestler.
Bro, who?
Israel.
Yes, he has.
Who?
Brunson's not a wrestler.
He doesn't
His
wrestle.
First US fight.
He doesn't wrestle.
He does, man.
But Brunson.
Yes, he took Yoel Romero down. What do you mean he doesn't wrestle?
That's what he used to wrestle.
He took a silver medalist down and
said
he's not
a wrestler. That's what he used to wrestle.
No, he somehow started knocking people out and completely the game plan went out the window.
He is going to destroy.
No, he won't.
Are you kidding me?
He won't.
What? You just said Brunson doesn't wrestle. When's the last time Kelvin got a takedown? Name the one time, bro. Uriah Hall. That's the last time he got it. He doesn't. Who's he tucking down? He got submitted by Chris Weidman. He doesn't wrestle, bro. He tries to stand up, and he doesn't use his kicks.
He doesn't like them boxing.
He's just boxing. You going to try to box? You going to try to use your tight arm, 5'9" frame against 6'4" Israel
Adesanya.
We're
talking about a guy who beat Jacare.
Listen,
we're talking about a guy who knocked out Bisping.
And
we're talking about a guy who destroyed Tim Kennedy.
Every single person you name
Israel
will murder.
Aside from Brunson, who says Israel beat?
Bruh, he beat everybody in his fight.
He got taken down by some Italian guy. They don't even have wrestling.
Okay, and you know, if you've been watching this fight, you know his takedown defense has gotten better and better every time.
He's going to get exposed.
No, by who? But it's not going to be a Kelvin.
By Kelvin.
No, it's not, bruh.
Listen, Kelvin.
When is the last time Kelvin's taken
anyone down? Kelvin's a good friend of mine. He's been to my shows.
Okay, that's why. I was like, why have you... Like,
but he's going to win.
Hey, shut up, man.
Think?
But he's still going to win.
No, he's not.
Yes,
he's
is.
Your friend, though.
Yes, he will win.
I think Kelvin's dope. He could whoop me. You know
he's
what I mean?
Going but, like, to, he's going to beat...
he can't whoop no Israel.
I'll bet you $20.
Okay.
I like that.
All right, we got
there
a bet.
There we go.
I've never bet. The last time I bet some money, I think it was 20.
$20 and 100 push-ups.
Bro, let's do it, man. I do 100 push-ups after my chest workout.
Oh, well, you don't have to
work.
Oh. Yeah, that's easy work, man.
You have a chest? All right, okay. So anyway.
You can't do jokes like that, man. What are you talking about?
Wait, let's see. You have a baby. Okay,
That's right.
By
that's
the
why
way,
I want to have a baby. I want to ask.
By the way, one of the funniest things I've seen was on Instagram. You and your friend were hiking, and you took a picture, and someone put those two black guys from Nigeria.
Man, that was funny.
And they...
the Jesse
Smollett guys?
You got to put that picture up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was so
that's funny.
That was funny. And then... All right, let's talk about the fights last week. First of all,
were they on ESPN Plus again?
Yes.
Jesus. Can I tell you something?
No, they were on
regular
sorry,
ESPN.
This stupid cat. I'm not stupid, but this
regular
cat.
ESPN.
On regular now. For now on, they're all on ESPN.
It should be okay because
for
pay per views,
yeah,
it's only like $5 a month or something.
No plus.
I know. I'm so stupidly. I'm so stupidly like I'm like. Let's see if it sticks.
It's better than paying $20 a month for DAZN.
Yeah, not for doing what? That. Yeah. See, the thing is, I hate the way they're trying to make us all get these subscriptions. Like, I'll pay for a pay-per-view, but it's some of them.
I'll tell you why I like it, though. Because when I used to, as a comic, you can't watch the fights. You know that.
Yeah.
And I used to hate having to, like, DVR it to the house. Now, at least, I could watch it on my phone. You just watch it at any time on your phone. If you have
the
zone,
I'm DVRing at the house, and I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah, but sometimes you're on the road or something.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
You know, so that's why I kind of like it.
Yeah, I like it, man. Okay, can we talk? Are we going all the way from the bottom up?
We'll just talk about Justin Gaethje first.
Okay,
Justin Gaethje, who I always think that his style is going to be his biggest enemy of just put your head down and throw punches as hard as you can.
He's gotten better, man.
Well, yeah, but he didn't do it now.
Yeah,
he did
right.
He didn't do it.
He destroyed Barboza.
Dude, they went man. Like I said, when they would
the kicks,
leg to leg, right, leg for leg, back and forth, man. Back and forth, and then he
did you have the same bro. Feeling I had when they threw kicks with each other, I was like, man, this fight is gonna be dope. As soon as they did that, I was like, I can't
because
wait.
This is the beauty, they're both Muay Thai guy, like pure Muay Thai guys. But, and that's what Muay Thai, they stand in front
Gaethje's
of each other.
But Barboza's a lot just higher kick. Level than you.
Gaethje didn't start training until like 21.
It's I give you some and you give me some and who falls first. That's how Muay Thai is.
And that's what happened.
And that's what happened.
So that was crazy.
Barboza always circles out. He always gets to, when he gets to the gate, he always circles out to his left.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, anytime he didn't put his hands up or something like that, and then he just got.
He seems to always lose the big fights too. Seems to beat everybody who he should beat, and then anytime he steps up, he gets beat. Like Kevin Lee beat him, Khabib beat him.
Kevin Lee beat him.
Yeah.
Remember? Oh yeah, he did. He did because he got that spinning back kick.
No one remembers anything but that. But you know, Kevin won.
Kevin destroyed him. Yeah. Worse than Khabib, he destroyed him, bro. That's why I thought he was going to beat Ally, but he just, that was not, like, what are you doing? That was weird.
I was at that fight.
You were?
That was crazy. Also, Jack Hermanson submitted David Branch. That was
fast.
Fast and
that,
unexpected.
That was very unexpected.
A British dude from.
That was very unexpected. Well, on David Branch, too. David Branch is a
high-level,
like, world champion jiu-jitsu
you see his
fighter. No.
Afterwards, not with him on this, on just Instagram. I'll be back. You seen that?
He will be back.
It was a quick fight. Not like he took damage, you know. Yeah. Like he could fight next week if he needed to. But man, that was a nasty. That was a nasty submission. That was super high level jujitsu.
I'll tell you who I felt bad for was Michael Johnson.
Man, no, I don't want to talk about that, man. I don't want to talk about it.
I love Michael Johnson, but
he was winning.
He always wins until he doesn't win anymore.
I know.
He wins every second of the fight till he loses. Josh Emmett caught him with a straight right.
1 minute left, under a minute left.
He woke up like 10 minutes ago.
Dirty old punch.
I was like, fuck. It's crazy.
It was weird because he never got knocked out.
Never. And then also on the karate hottie one. I thought she was gonna lose to Carolina, the Polish.
I didn't know who was gonna take. They're both kind of like.
Now
they're
are
both
you,
a wild card in my book.
Either, like, saw,
yeah.
Now do you think the Karate Hottie is she like in your top five fighters you'd want to sleep with, behind like Uriah Faber and
Luke Rockhold?
Luke Rockhold.
I love that you filled in the blank for him on his insult.
Hey man.
Here, let me help you insult me, Adam. Luke Rockhold would be.
Because there's something about her that's like sexy, but then there's something that's like kind of not.
She I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Jessica Eye is number one still.
She's still number one?
For sure. She's always number one.
I'm a Holly Holm man myself.
Really?
Yeah.
She's fighting for the title again.
I know. The preacher's daughter.
Yeah.
You want to defile her?
I like it. Yeah.
Jessica, I'll put,
you know,
I'll
you know she saved her husband.
I put Holly over Jessica.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Oh. I mean, Holly got a strong face, but like her body is just. I mean, I'll take kicking. Good body.
What's a strong face? What's a strong face?
Strong face. She got a strong face.
What does that mean? She's got a strong face. We can't just gloss over that.
She's distinguished.
Yeah, yeah. You know. A bit mannish.
Yeah.
But in a good way. No, I love I like
actually, you know what? I think I might have got taken over by Whitmire. Emily Whitmire.
Really?
Yeah.
Emily Whitmire?
She's a cutie.
That's your number one?
And I love that she talks so much shit to Vinny.
I think Rachel Ostovich is number one. The Hawaiian girl that lost to Paige VanZant.
I don't even think she's in my top five.
Oh my gosh. One. She's the number one.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
There's no one more attractive than her. Who? Who is more? I forgot about her. I was about to show y'all someone else, and I was like, I don't even know why I'm Googling now.
Jessica Penne is hotter than her.
Man, I'm done.
Who?
Jessica Penne.
No.
Come on, bro. She wins.
She's all like fake lips.
Who's
fake
that
tits?
One that's what like the...
She doesn't have fake boobs.
Who's the one that's like...
Rachel Hostovich?
Does she have fake boobs?
I think she does have fake boobs.
Bruh. Don't do this to me.
Come on.
Are you serious?
Come on.
Don't do this to me, man.
Come on.
Let me enjoy this.
Look.
What's wrong with
okay,
boobs?
No, it's she fake? Doesn't. No, not at all. Nothing's wrong with them. They're just not my style.
Oh,
you see, everybody has their style.
Man.
Everybody has their style.
That hurts bad.
Paige has fake boobs.
Yeah, but I've never was.
Joanna fake. Got fake boobs.
I do like. I actually I like Paige before Joanna. The fake boobs.
Same.
Yeah, me too.
She's got fake boobs too.
Paige. Yeah, they're all getting
them. Have you seen Paige on Sports Illustrated pictures? She's like thicker, and she looks smoking hot. She like she looks better.
What about Gabby Garcia? She's got to be like number 3 or 4
dude.
For me.
We talking? We talking 190 Gabby Garcia or 240?
Would
Gabby
you rather?
Is there a difference?
For me, dude, I found Gabby Garcia on
240
Tinder, bro.
Gabby.
Yes.
Did you really?
When I was on Tinder,
did you swipe right?
Yeah, hell
tell
yes,
me
I swiped right.
Fuck yeah.
She did not swipe right on
Who?
Me. Gabby Garcia. She was like Vanderlei's jiu-jitsu coach
like
on the Ultimate
like,
Fighter.
She's like 240, but she only fights grandmas in like Japan.
Oh, I know where that is.
I bet I would have connected with her. She would have been like, oh, he's got soft feet.
I'll tell you who looked also.
I can dominate this little chubster.
She can dominate anybody.
It's also Paul Craig. This guy loses every fight until the last minute and then throws up a Hail Mary triangle and hits it for the second time.
Hits it.
Like, this dude from England.
That was insane.
He was being like, he was losing like 30-23 to that like guy from Uzbekistan, you know, whatever, Dagestan.
He was fighting, yeah.
Yeah, and this time too, he was getting killed. And the last minute, he throws up a Hail Mary triangle and hits. Oh, not a Hail Mary.
I don't know if
up,
I've seen that fight.
So
there's
that
only
was,
a few people I watched.
That was really cool. By the way, in over in Ryzen, Eddie Alvarez got knocked out in 1 minute.
Man.
Dude, did you see his eye?
Oh, is that right? Oh shit.
His
oh,
eye.
Did you see his eye?
Yeah, on Instagram.
He got both eyelids split in half.
Oh.
He had to get him stitched back to get it. Look, it was disgusting.
And they just
how
gave
that happen.
Was it disgusting?
He lost. First of all, I'll tell you how it happened.
Perfect angle.
No,
yeah.
Right across.
What?
I wonder what happened.
Here's what happens. They don't test over there.
Oh yeah, they don't.
Okay,
they
so
don't test. Yeah,
anybody
right.
that you think is gonna you're gonna beat on paper, which you still will, is gonna be 5 times stronger than when you fight him. That's why Krokop.
Well,
went
yeah,
over there.
But he's
Belfort
not getting tested
there.
Either.
Who, Eddie Al? Yeah, but he seems like an honest guy. For
yeah,
some
I don't
reason.
Think
like,
you
yeah.
steroids.
He just doesn't. He's a Philly kid. He's like, I don't need fucking steroids. You know. So these guys are going
oh,
over there.
Yeah. Oh.
It's just next level.
That sucks. Where is this? Where was this?
Nasty.
In
Japan.
In Japan.
One.
So he
won
got knocked
his
out.
First
Mighty Mouse
championship.
Mighty Mouse won. His fight over there.
Yeah, he was starting to lose though. He wasn't losing, but he got caught a couple times.
Yeah, he won. And then I forgot. And then the girl Angela Lee lost.
Oh, again?
No, the one we had on the podcast.
Yeah.
She was undefeated.
Wait, she was in.
Not
she was
Angela.
Undefeated.
She was no the
Angela
champion.
Lee.
Was it the girl?
No, not KGB Lee.
No, the
no,
other one.
No.
The Hawaiian who was the champion over there. Her name is. Is it Angela Lee?
I don't think so.
The female champ.
I don't know. The one?
Yeah, the one FC champ. She's like undefeated. She beat everybody.
One FC, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's called one now. They keep changing names of
it's one championship now.
So Desmond Green knocked out your boy Ross Pearson.
Ross Pearson, that guy.
Shinya Aoki fought?
Yeah, Aoki won.
That guy is all scar tissue.
What's her name?
That's all that's left to his face.
It's Angela Lee.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
he's
Angela
tough
Lee.
As nails, but he's basically paper mache now in his face.
So, yeah, so Ross Pearson won.
He won?
Lost. And then
lost.
That guy, Sadiq Youssef, who
Sadiq,
was.
Yeah.
He won. He's been on our show.
Yeah.
This guy has he has 4 moms, like 19 brothers and sisters. He's from a poly. What's it called again? When it's.
Polyamorous.
Is it called polyamorous?
Yeah.
Well. Yes.
He's from like Nigeria.
He's like Nigerian.
So polygamous. Yeah, yeah.
It's not
a polygamous family.
Yeah, but it's not like...
You're talking about the
African kid.
Yeah, the Nigerian
Sadiq.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
Sadiq
cool
Youssef.
He said 30% in his post.
No, that was the Usman.
No, no, he was talking about Usman.
Oh.
He was like, you know us Nigerians got...
Oh, that's 30, what he said.
He didn't finish him.
Yeah, he's got like 20, he's got 20 brothers and sisters over there and four moms. And he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet in your life. He's just a sweetheart. I asked
that
him,
man can but really hard.
We asked him like, who does his dad sleep with? And they say whoever gets to the room first wins that night or something, or loses. Like, basically...
Well, I mean, they must like him. They're married.
Well, they don't all sleep in the same bed, though.
Yeah.
They all have different rooms. And the father just, like, picks one.
I mean...
By the way...
That's chill.
That's like,
I have so many questions about you.
That is chill.
You do?
Yeah. Preacher is, like, one of those guys, like, you think you know him...
Four wives.
And then you don't know him, like, at all. You posted a picture of, like, this is my wife and kid.
Oh, yeah.
Is that who was that?
That's no, that was my wife and kids.
But you are always acting like you're single.
Yeah, because I cheat. I did not.
That does make a lot of sense.
I'm just playing. I don't know. That's not my wife and kids. I was just playing. I was just lying. Actually,
but you don't like put like ha ha. You just put like.
Why would I put ha ha?
Yeah.
Man, I just put hey, this is my wife and kids and da 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 da. And I love my son more than my daughter. Just silly stuff.
But like every comment is like, wow, I had no idea.
I
like,
know. And I never told him I was joking. And it's funny.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
But
fuck with him back.
I said I was single. And I said I don't have any kids, and then I said it. I do have kids, and I'm. But it's like you should know I'm joking. Like you.
No,
should.
I do know you're joking, but then I'm like, do I know this guy? Because what happens? So I see him at the Laugh Factory, and we're talking. I'm like, great job on the podcast. And I go, yeah, we had Rashad Evans. He's like, Rashad Evans.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, I call Rashad, and it's like 11 here. It's got to be 2 in the morning over there in Florida.
Yeah.
So Rashad calls me back, like, hello. I'm like, oh, sorry, man. It's just I was just this guy Preacher, and he's a big fan of yours. He leaves like a long message, like to him, like Preacher, keep it up, man. You're a good dude. It's not right.
I don't get
a thank you, nothing.
Oh, like, I didn't say thank you.
No, nothing. For like 2 weeks,
okay,
right?
Just so you know, no one keeps score like Adam Hunter,
right?
Okay, he will bring this up till.
Do you know any other Jews?
Right.
So then I was like,
fucking hold it tight, man.
So tight. It's just like.
No, you have not met my wife. She keeps score way more than I do.
CB Gold didn't fucking bring a gift. Or he didn't show up.
He didn't show up. That's fucked up.
He didn't show up.
When you have a wedding and you're paying it out of pocket.
Yeah.
First of all, my wedding, my wife didn't tell
me. Hey, so wait a minute. His wedding's coming up.
I can't go. I got a gig. Meanwhile, but he didn't go to mine.
You should have still told him you could go, though, and then just not showed up.
I had a gig. The gig is not going to his wedding. But first of all, my wedding night, right? My wife doesn't tell me I'm going to collect the money from everybody, right? And like, the money's like coming out of my pocket. I'm like, I don't make that much money. I'm like, this is a fucking, we get a nice wedding, right?
Yeah.
So that night, I'm like, we didn't get one fucking gift. I got like two gifts. Two people, and I'm like, and everyone's like, we love you. I'm so proud of you. I'm like, you're not that fucking proud
Before
of me.
Before you finish, thank you so much. I thought I'd thank you in person.
Well, no problem. No. So then
I thought I'm thinking of a person.
No, what happened was
I think this evens out the weed thing.
Back to the story. So then like so what ended up happening.
I never got any weed from you, man. Yeah, thank you. Because I was feeling
you're
bad.
Welcome, yes,
but I don't feel as bad anymore.
Exactly, you should.
I've been in your pocket multiple times. Never gave me weed.
There you
I give away my weed to
nice,
all these people.
Nice
I'm listening. I'm listening
I'm
to your story.
Justice, really.
So my wife did tell me that she collected the money. Like, but that like towards the end, I'm like, oh thank God. So we all anyway, no, what happened was I go 2 weeks later. I go, hey preacher, did you hear that message? You go, oh shit, I just heard it. Yo, thanks, man. So that was a thank you. So then I was like, want to do the podcast tonight? Nothing, right? 2 weeks later, hey, want to podcast again? Nothing, right? I'm like, this guy.
I was going through stuff.
Just
man.
Tells me like how much fame's not gonna change him, and like the more he's on TV.
Fame's not gonna change me. It did change my number though.
I don't think
so
I said
my apologies.
That,
that fame changed my number.
I don't think I said fame's not going
to So then
change.
I see him at the improv with some girl, right? And he's like trying to look cool in front of
girl.
Someone's like pretty girl, right? And he's like, "Yo, what's up, Adam?" I go,
"Oh, my ex."
"Did your phone change?" You're like, "Why?" I go, "Look at these texts." You're like, then he goes, "Oh, my bad." Then he goes, "The check was like from 2 weeks ago." He goes, "Oh, I'll come tomorrow." I'm like, "We're not having a fucking podcast tomorrow."
I didn't say tomorrow. I said, "Oh yeah, I'm down, man. Let's do it."
That was from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So now here.
If you got a time machine, you're down. Then otherwise,
it's okay. What were you going through? What's the matter? To me, you're on top of the world,
man. It always looked like everyone's on top of the world, but everyone gets sad, man. I mean,
why are you sad?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm fine, but I mean, it's like everyone goes through the little moments. But I'm not gonna ever post me being sad on social media. I'll never do that.
No, but you came here 2 years ago. And within 2 years.
2 years?
I mean, I 2 years ago, you were in L.A. I was when I met you.
I was three. I came here 3 years.
You couldn't get arrested. You were asking me for spots. Within 3 years, you're on the top five in America's Got Talent, and then you bring you back, and you're touring the whole world. Like, you're making great money. You're doing well. You're doing your thing. Man. What are you sad about?
But then this is what you know, I was joking around when I said, you know, I'm not going to say fame doesn't change me, because fame really hasn't changed me much, but it does change the people around you.
Absolutely. So, everybody treats you different.
Yeah, people treat you different.
Totally.
I have way more friends and family members than I remember. You know what I mean? So I do have money, but then the fact that I have money, people are like,
just got a wife and kids
got
now.
Money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
no, that's a real
thing. I get
thing.
People that ask me for money every day. I got people that I've never heard. I had some dude that I was friends with when I was 15 hit me up, and I was happy to hear from him. And I was thought he was just trying to talk, and he
right like, hey, I
money.
Saw you, and instead
yeah,
it's like, oh,
money.
By the way, can I have some?
And
money?
Then you know,
yeah, but you're saying no, right, to these people?
Well, I mean, now I am, but like when the beginning, you're like, you first have money, and you're like, man, I got money, I can help out, and you do that and do that,
yeah,
and then taxes
yeah,
come
yeah,
around.
Yeah, where do you say
like,
no?
But you were saying,
right?
Immediate, but only like immediate family members. You weren't just giving people
even immediate family members. It's like, okay, how much am I? I mean, I'm still helping out. I'm still paying rent for a lot of. You know, I'm doing a lot, and then you have relationships. You know, like the girl I met that was out here, you know, we're not together anymore. And the way it happened, it was just like weird. So it's like, you know, it's a
you
lot.
You cheated?
I didn't cheat. Oh, but okay. It's like, we just.
I didn't cheat.
No, she didn't cheat either, man. But I mean, you kind of go through. I mean, I don't know too many people that was in my situation, but a lot of times you're like, man, well, I thought I was going to cheat. So I was like, I should probably get out of this relationship because I'm probably.
That's actually the smart, that's the honorable thing to do.
But I was like, I should probably get out because everyone's like, you're young, you're on TV, get it out of your system. Here's a secret. It never gets out of your system.
Nope.
Well, that's true.
It never gets out. You just got to learn that as a
just
present.
Make a choice.
Yeah. Or be sneaky. But listen.
I like to be sneaky.
Or make sure she understands what the deal is in advance.
Or communicate or something. But it just,
this
it
is
never,
LA.
It's never a point where a guy gets, 72, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, it's never a point where you're
it
like,
never
okay.
Away.
Oh, I woke up today and I just didn't want to fuck other women.
So long as they're wearing, so long as they're wearing leggings at the grocery store.
No, well, not like that, but like
prayer.
My dad says, like, my dad says the problem is, like,
semi attractive.
Yeah.
Dude, there
she's
was a point, man.
Yay,
there was a point for me, like, it was when my girlfriend and I were broken up, where I couldn't drive down the street without being like, I want to fuck her.
You're also training, though.
Really,
but you're also training.
I was so training super hard. My testosterone was probably crazy.
So
but it wasn't
take,
even like
you gotta be like
hot
you gotta take antidepressants like Celexa.
It was like,
and lowers your sex drive.
I don't
want to
say
it really does. But my dad
well,
says
being in a relationship lowers your sex drive.
That too,
dude.
You know what I mean? It lowers it, just drops it. Like
for
some
real.
Reason, you'll be like, I don't want to.
It lowers your sex drive for the person you're in the relationship with, and then you're just looking. You're just every day like.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's some human psyche thing, dude.
Well, it's like my dad said. The problem is that when you're 21 or 22, like. That's when you have the same taste you have when you're in your 20s, you're going to have in your 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
You age, but the girls that you found hot when you were 21, that's who you're always going to find hot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like all of a sudden you find an 80-year-old hot because you're 80. You know, like you're like, oh, shit, I like those 23, you know. Yeah. But I don't
know.
I
drilled into my system early.
Attractive. I'm not picky at all, bro. Like to the point where if you see my track record, you'd be like, yo,
there's
you
a lot
know,
of potholes on that
doing?
Round.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, dude, when your friends just tell me going, yo, man, you ain't gotta do this.
My brother said that. He's like, hey, bro. He said, you don't have to do
I
this anymore.
It.
You're on TV. And I was like, I like doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
I like
it.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
This
man.
Is who I am. This is what I do.
I enjoy.
You know what? But what you said was a very, I thought a very cogent statement, which is, you know, the people around you
what
change.
What does cogent mean,
people
by the way?
Mean, like, very sane and it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it is, so, because, you know, people say that, you know, oh, you changed. But it isn't that. The people around you change.
Yeah,
sometimes people
their
change.
Their attitude toward, not everyone around you, but a lot of people around you, they treat you a little different and because they want something from you or they don't want to lose something from you or whatever. And so it's difficult for the person to whom that's happening to not also change in reaction to that at least a little bit.
Yeah.
You kind of have to get a little colder. Got to learn that some people, you just draw that line and they're like, you changed. Like, oh, I had to because of people like you.
Yeah, like anyone I've given, the amount of money I've given out is pretty insane. And I've never, No one's anyone that's ever borrowed money, they've never paid me back. No one's ever paid me back ever in my entire these last couple years that you know, they've no one's paid me back. So I'm pretty much paying people to leave me alone.
Right.
Because I'm giving them money and I'm like, okay, well, you took money.
You stop talking about that
me.
Now, yeah.
Or just I'll give people money to borrow.
Didn't you grow up in Utah?
No. Oh, I grew up in Memphis, but I was I was born in Portland. I think you were just thinking of a really white place.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying.
Portland's the whitest major city in America. So that's, I was born there, but why? What does that have to do
Give
with?
Us more weed.
Like,
get
who is it that's asking?
Everybody
is it,
keeps taking from
is it like
Give
brothers from the
weed.
Barbecue and stuff?
You
like,
can,
hey,
have,
I got some
you
money.
Can have my share this week.
Oh, no, it's like, it's just, it's everyone, man. It's everyone.
That's a real thing.
I've heard this on Instagram, like, hey, bro, we used to be friends.
Or when people have projects, they're like, okay, let me present it to preacher. Because he's got it.
Yeah, because he's got money connections.
And then a lot of times, because I'll be like, no, I'm not gonna do it. And then they think of me as like, bro, you got all this money. It's like, you think you're the only person that asked me for money? But you know, I mean, there's plenty of people. It's not like no one's ever asked. If no one was asking me,
but
it was
they,
just
but
you
they
only,
do
for sure.
But they do.
Yeah,
and people don't think about other people at all.
I gotta say, nobody's ever asked me for money.
nobody thinks you have any money.
Okay, I've actually used to sleep with girls who were like. Who were prostitutes? They were like porn stars, and they didn't even charge me. they were like, "He needs it."
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
"That's hilarious."
I'm like, "I'm here, take some money." No, you're good. We're good.
Yeah. No. That was on me.
No,
that was
your
on
job.
Me.
Come on.
That one's on me.
So
you'll make it.
All right. Let's talk about some of the fights. Bellator. You watch the Bellator fights?
I did watch some of the Bellator. Those are the ones that I got a chance to watch a bit of.
That was a good fight. The Saad Awad.
The Saad Awad fight was great. It's so funny, though. What's his name? The guy who was fighting.
Is that the main event?
Right. Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah.
I love the way all that guy has is haymakers, but he's great at it.
Who, Awad or Gertz?
Gertz.
Yeah, Gertz.
Gertz only has haymakers with an occasional kick. It's like he took the MA out of MMA.
He's a tough guy.
But that's it. He's tough as nails, and that those haymakers connect.
Yeah.
When they do, you're in trouble.
That's always been his MO.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like Saad. I remember when I had these cats that gave birth in my
No, that's right, yeah.
And Saad came over, and it was like me, Georgie, Saad, playing with the cats, and he was like, you know, you're a good guy. I can tell the way you take care of animals. And I was like, these tough guys, like these little kittens, and I was like, we bonded in like my bathroom. It sounds really gay.
He survived.
This is a little random, but did you see Paulie, what's his name, Malignaggi or whatever?
Yeah.
He slapped
Arnold.
Yeah, he sparked Arnold.
Okay, so if you don't know, I'm sure Greg's not following. Paulie Malignaggi is now doing bare-knuckle boxing. Oh. Hick Diaz. Remember that guy Hick Diaz?
Yeah.
Is fighting Artem Lobov. Jason Knight.
Okay.
Jason Knight,
baby.
Boxing. If Lobov wins, you know Lobov is McGregor's best friend, then he's fighting Paulie Malignaggi in bare knuckle boxing. Paulie should kill
so
him.
Ridiculous.
Oh, he's gonna murder him.
Paulie's gonna
kidding me?
Murder
him. He's gonna destroy him.
He's gonna
it's
murder
like boxing
him.
Boxing without the gloves.
Yeah, but Paulie doesn't have any power.
He doesn't, it doesn't matter, bro. It's boxing.
Yeah, but the other guy's tough. The other guy has a hard head.
This ain't MMA. If it was MMA, it's the same thing as MMA.
Yeah. He sucks at MMA, too.
Lava?
Dude, Artem's record is 13-15,
but he beat
bro.
The sexy, he beat the Asian guy from Team Alpha Male.
13-15. Who hasn't beat him?
Yeah, but that's still 13 wins.
He's been in the UFC, what, 5 fights? He's lost 4?
Yeah.
Ishihara, right?
Yeah, Ishihara.
They just keep him in there because he's, like, entertaining.
And he goes, where are my bitches at?
Yeah, where are my bitches? Oh, well, start fucking winning
fights.
So, then your bitches might be coming around.
By the way, Conor McGregor called out... what's his name?
Mark Wahlberg.
On Twitter for the winner of for the stakes in the UFC. We actually have him on the line right now, Conor McGregor. Conor, how's it going?
Good to be here. It's been quite a time since I retired from the mixed martial arts.
Now, you want to fight Mark Wahlberg? Why?
I do want to fight him, and I want to fight him for ownership of Wahlburgers.
Really?
That's the only reason I want to fight him.
Why Wahlburgers?
Have you tried them?
They're pretty. It's kind of overpriced.
They're bloody delicious is what they are.
Now, you also have your new red panty line. You have a new lingerie.
That's right. It's red panty night. Don't you forget it.
Now, has anybody bought this?
I'm wearing 3 pairs right now.
Okay. All right. There you go. And then...
I brought some from your friend Preacher Larson. I hear everyone's taking from him.
Now,
I got a pair of red panties
now,
from him.
Preacher had some kind of issue with Bob Sapp. Is Bob Sapp here?
Hi, this is Bob's. I just got back from Nigeria where I kidnapped his person. It's hilarious.
Now, do you like Preacher Lawson?
Preacher Lawson's a fine person. I hear he's a pretty good fighter himself.
Yeah, he actually's training for a fight.
That's amazing. I'm also learning stand-up comedy.
Now, would you fight Preacher Lawson?
In a stand-up comedy fight, sure.
What about an actual fight?
Why not? I would eat him with my butt cheeks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Well, that was Bob and Connor. All right, so let's talk about some of the fights coming up. This week, there's nothing coming up this week. But by the way, Daniel Strauss won. He beat our boy Shane Crutch.
Yeah.
Happy for him.
Yeah.
Strauss
Job
won.
Daniel Strauss.
And then Joe Schilling.
Joe Schilling, yeah.
I like that guy, Keith Ferris.
That was a pretty good fight.
That was a good fight.
Yeah.
That guy, Keith, is dating Nicole Aniston, the porn star.
Good for him.
Yeah. I think he's banged like every female fighter and porn
who?
Star. The guy that fought Joe Schilling. But I'll tell you who they should have
put
on.
Why you say that?
Because they've like told me. He's told me. But I'll tell you one thing. That other kid that should have, they got to fight, that guy Joey, the wrestler, undefeated in college wrestling, Division II, four-time national champion.
Joey Davis. Yeah.
Undefeated in fighting, and he's on the Bellator prelims. Like, what are we doing here? Why is that happening?
How many professional fights has he had, though?
Like seven or something? Or is it 7-0?
I mean, that's usually what they do with those wrestlers, is they start on the undercard and work them up.
Sometimes, unless you... I mean, but it's weird. Like, they have Heather Harding in the main event, you know, and then
yeah.
This guy. Stupid. All right,
oh, shit, so. Johnny Cisneros fought.
Man.
So this week, awesome. April 13th, Holloway versus Poirier.
Who you got?
I got Holloway.
Yeah, me too. I feel like it.
I love Dustin.
Yeah.
I love Dustin, but man, Max looks
he's amazing.
Un-fucking stoppable.
Yeah,
right
he looks
now.
So good.
I mean, watch
he
him looks what unstoppable. He did to, what's his name? The kid from
to
here.
Brian Ortega.
I mean, he destroyed Brian Ortega.
Yeah. That, I didn't think that. I thought he was going to win. I didn't think he was going to win like that.
I mean, Ortega, when he knocked out Frankie Edgar, I was there. That was,
yeah.
And then
Max looks. He looks nasty.
But
right
Dustin
now.
Poirier could catch him.
Nasty. Right
I don't. I don't think he's gonna catch
him. Dustin Poirier gets hit a lot, though.
He gets hit a lot.
He gets hit.
And like I think that, his boxing is freaking good, but his boxing fight. Is just not close to Max's. And I think his take. I mean, his yeah. winning route is taking.
But he
Max
beat him
down.
Before.
Yeah.
He did. He did beat 21-year-old youngest in the UFC at the time, Max Holloway.
Of course.
Fights in.
But there are times. Right there. But there are times when someone beats you that they mentally have an
they
advantage.
They totally do.
It.
That's
you
right.
You know that's not the case though.
How do
you
I know?
Don't know
I don't
that.
Know that.
Because he beat Jose Aldo, the greatest featherweight of all time, and so you,
but
you think
Jose
he's
Aldo
worried,
out his way
you
out
think
the
he's
door.
Worried
but Aldo
about
never beat
Dustin?
Him though. But Aldo never beat him though. Sometimes there are guys that just have your number.
They have your number.
Let's look at Matt Hughes.
Especially if they get in there.
Matt Hughes, Frank Trigg, dude.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about Matt Hughes versus Dennis, the guy with his nuts hanging out. Dennis Hallman.
Hallman.
Beat Matt Hughes four times. Okay. Yeah,
just had his number.
Like on paper, you're like, Matt Hughes is going to destroy Dennis Hallman. Matt Hughes is one of the top 10 guys probably ever. Dennis Hallman's arguably in the top 100, like later up there.
Who's the best featherweight ever?
Aldo?
Aldo? You think Aldo's the best featherweight?
Yeah, ever. I mean, that run he had at 45.
I mean, look at Max's run and look what he did to Aldo.
But it hasn't been long enough.
I think Max is overtaking him now.
I think so as well. So you think okay? So Aldo he goes to the UFC and is he beats Mendez twice. Second one was pretty. He'd need him.
Beats Frankie Edgar.
Beats Frankie Edgar. But that was twice, right? He beat him twice?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think maybe even three times. Beat him twice.
No, it's twice. And...
Beat Uriah Faber.
But that wasn't in the
Everybody
UFC.
Beat Uriah Faber.
Yeah.
How does the extra 10 pounds...
The weight division, I think...
How does the extra 10 pounds affect it now? Because it was at 45 last time. This is at 55.
Yeah, I think they... I mean, but look, did you... I just watched that fight yesterday. Max looked... He looked... tiny.
Well,
you know
he
mean?
Was. I mean, he was.
He can.
A kid,
he can
too.
Barely. He can't. He can barely make it to the 145. I mean, I think it's 155.
But
it's gonna be
Poirier has Eve Edwards in his corner, and Eve is a co-host of this podcast.
Man.
So we have.
Well, in that case, Max Holloway.
Go
wins.
Dustin.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the same thing you did
go
with
Dustin,
Israel.
Congratulations, Max Holloway.
Israel's gonna slaughter.
Look, I would love.
Kelvin's gonna win.
No, he's not.
Kelvin's gonna win.
How? See, I think you're right.
Hey, listen, there's $20 and 100
pushups. How is he going to beat him? He's not going to strike him.
He's wrestling. His boxing's better.
When did, who did he wrestle?
His boxing ain't better.
Boxing. His straight boxing is better.
Come on.
Listen. His kickboxing is not better.
His boxing is better, but he's not boxing.
His striking isn't better. So how about that?
His strike
is not better. Now, please, you keep avoiding this question. Who did Kelvin out wrestle? Who's the last person he out wrestled?
You can't name anybody. A lot of times, when you have the wrestling advantage, that helps that set up your striking advantage because people are worried about the takedown all the time.
It's very true.
So even just having that advantage is hard to say because there are guys that, like, you're constantly worried about that takedown.
Okay, Kelvin, but who did he try to wrestle like?
Kelvin was a state champion of Arizona.
Look, he's good. Who did he out wrestle?
State champion of Arizona.
He was. He was a state champion. You could be a state champion of Arizona.
It's been a while, though.
What?
It's been a while.
He's like 23 years old. He won the Ultimate Fighter.
Six years.
He also, he fought Tyron Woodley after
I know,
being
but
in
you're
the
making
ER.
A case for his ground game and you're reaching is back
he,
pretty
is
far.
He a
he's an Eddie Bravo black belt.
Is he?
He's a black belt under Eddie Bravo.
Yeah.
You know, Israel's great, but so far he's one dimensional.
No, he's not. I mean, that's all the dimension you need, bro. What do you mean?
Like oh, really?
That's all the dimension you need, bro.
Player. What happened to Wonderboy?
He's going to destroy. Yeah. What do you happen to Wonderboy?
Wonderboy
that wasn't even. People act like that was a fluke, but Pettis kept knocking his legs the whole entire time.
Yeah.
And that's why he kept having to switch.
Well, Wonderboy was a one dimensional guy, and eventually Matt Brown beat him because it's also the toughness factor. We don't even know how tough Israel is.
And he built up his wrestling defense, and so he wasn't taken down as easy.
But he's also got beat by Tyron Woodley, and he got beat.
But Tyron Woodley, man, come on, man. We're talking one of the greatest welterweights ever.
He got beat by Darren Till.
No, he didn't. I mean, he did, but he didn't. Y'all watch that
he
fight?
He didn't get beat.
He didn't get beat.
He lost the fight.
He won the scorecard.
Yeah. He won that fight. Darren Till is dope,
I'm just
man.
Saying a lot of these guys, striking-wise, I mean, look at the other guy.
Masvidal doesn't
think
so.
Got knocked out by Khalil Roundtree.
Gokhan Saki?
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get better credential striking than that guy.
Very true. That is a really good point.
This is my thing. So, Israel, I don't think he's one-dimensional. I don't think
he's We don't know. We've never seen him tested. Okay. Derek Brunson kind of fell apart in that fight.
He did because he knew what was going to happen. Because
he got, he got in there with a Super Saiyan.
He knew what was going to happen. He did. He immediately went for
it. Look, Derek Brunson is a friend of mine. I love Derek Brunson, but mentally sometimes his game plan goes out the window. When he went in there against the guy from Australia, the champ.
Dan Kelly?
Whitaker was like, what are you doing? You know? But so, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. All right. So, Eric Anders versus Khalil Roundtree.
Ooh.
I got Eric Anders in that.
My boy from Alabama.
I like Roundtree.
Really? Why?
I have a personal grudge against Khalil Roundtree.
You seen Eric Anders fight, haven't you?
Yeah. But I like Khalil Roundtree. I remember
you were asking him football questions. Remember, Eric?
Was that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I like him too.
Khalil Roundtree is the one that was like, during the Ultimate Fighter finale, he was fighting and his mom kept saying, get up. Get up. And then he goes, shut up, mom. Like, and it was like, and it went viral.
That's hilarious.
He said, shut up, mom. But that's also, awesome. Why is your mom yelling at
you? Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm fighting right now.
Yeah, shut up, mom.
I'll talk to you in 5 minutes.
Alan Juban.
Hey, Alan's back. Yeah.
The model dude, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's he fighting?
Dwight Grant.
Oh, he's handsome.
Oh, yeah. Dwight Grant just fought, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's good, Dwight Grant.
He's not better than Alan Juban. Alan Juban is going to smoke him.
I hope so. I hope Alan fights smart because sometimes Alan just gets into like crazy mode. Like he gets hurt and it's like blood sport, you know?
Yeah.
But,
where you did that glaze, the glaze comes over the eyes and it's just like, all right, let's fucking bang.
Who do you think's going to win?
I got Juban. Right? I got Juban for sure.
Yes. Me too.
Paco Juban.
So yeah, and Alan hasn't fought in a while. Too.
No.
Like, he got hurt.
I would say like almost a year.
So yeah, hopefully Alan wins. I think he will. Also on that card, OSP taking on Nikolai Krylov.
That's an interesting fight because Krylov has good grappling. He's tough as fuck. So OSP is going to have to bring it, but I'm going to take OSP.
I like OSP by... Yeah.
OSP by the OSP choke?
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
I'm a bad one, man, because he's like doing... He keeps doing like good and bad.
Yeah, he's inconsistent.
It's like he gets, you know, he beats a couple guys and then they throw him someone a little bigger and he loses. And then he beats a couple guys and then they throw him someone bigger and he loses. So it's like it's probably going to be some stupid little adjustment that he has to make during camp to just get over that hump. Because he's got the talent. He's fucking good. And he's a crazy athlete. So
yeah, he was like a college football player.
Yeah, he's a college football player at Tennessee, dude. Like, that's big time.
Also, Wilson Hayes taking on Alexandre Pantoja. Wilson Hayes, by the way, I sat with him. He gets up to 170. God. It cuts to 125.
What?
Yeah.
God.
Like, you talk to me like, he looks like Greg. I'm not even kidding. Like, he looks.
I was going to say, I've been trying to do that for 30 years. And he does it overnight.
I don't know how he does it.
170?
He gets up to at least 170. I mean, he's little chubby fat. Like, he looks like the boxer in the 80s that knocked out a horse. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about? Roberto Duran.
Yeah. I was going to say Roberto Duran. He looks Hands like, of Stone Duran.
Yeah, you ever hear what happened when he knocked out a horse?
No.
Yeah, the legend had it. He knocked out a horse. Then somebody said someone raped his sister.
Like what, he got drunk and
so
knocked out a horse?
So he took the guy on top of his building and dropped him off over the building, went down, picked him up, back up, dropped him off again. Like
must have been a two-story building.
But it was that. Like, no, it was like, this is what Freddie Rose told me.
Love
and,
that.
And this is like in Panama. In Panama, you're not going to fucking, no one's going to arrest. And the third world countries, those stars.
Yeah, they're royalty.
Yeah, they're not going to fuck with Roberto
Duran. That's a style, though. Like, if you're going to fuck kill somebody, that's the way to do it. Drop them off a building twice?
Well, first you got to drag the carcass back up there. Dead weight's heavy, man.
Yeah, what else, there's an elevator or not? If it was elevator, it'd be easier, right?
Put him in the elevator.
So yeah, Roberto Duran. So then, who else is fighting? Here we go. Boom, boom, boom. Boston Salmon. He's a guy that when I went to Vegas.
Wait, what? He's the guy named after a shitty restaurant. Did you say Boston Salmon?
Yeah, he's Hawaiian. Dude, he's a guy.
Salmon.
Dude,
Does it sound like some place is like, hey, what do you feel like tonight? I don't know. How about some of that Boston shit?
Dude, he's a guy. When I went to
Hawaii. Coming this week for $9.99.
When I went to Vegas, I went to the Palms and I was like, and the lot was full. I wanted to go see lion fights, kickboxing. And Boston Salmon comes up to me as a valet. And he goes, hey, you're MMA roasted. I go, yeah. He goes, don't worry. I got your car. I gave him money. He goes, keep it. He goes, one day you're going to roast me. And now here he is in the UFC.
Boom,
fucking
roasted.
Awesome.
Yeah, Boston Salmon.
There, boom, roasted.
Yeah.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah. Those were killing me. Hey, heard you got a parking ticket. Boom, roasted.
What's his name?
I love Aspen,
the best,
man.
Dude. Aspen's the best.
Aspen. Yeah, that shit's hilarious.
I'm so glad they bought him. I'm like, why didn't y'all bring this man sooner?
Because Dana hates him.
Yeah.
He called Dana a fat bald guy that runs the UFC. And
yeah, but listen, that last fight, it didn't look like he was going to win till the very end. So
it looked like he was going to win in the beginning until he got, you know what I mean? Because he got his back so fast. So I was like, that's impressive. And then he got boom. And I was like, okay, he lost. Did he lose? And then it was like he got out of it.
I'm surprised he's still alive.
But when you saw them both walking to the crowd, walking to the cage though, and you're like, he's a 3-1 favorite. And you see his love handles.
And you're like, how?
Not even that. Just watching Robbie. I was with my roommate and one of our other friends sitting in the top seats, and we were looking at each other as Robbie was walking out. Like, I felt physically intimidated. 300 yards away from him.
Right.
Just looking at his eyes, like, what
but
the fuck?
But it looked like a pros versus
is
Joe's.
He on?
Yeah,
he like,
totally.
He looks like he's going to murder no,
his
everybody.
Body.
First tyrant.
His body looks like a friend that loses weight too fast.
Who?
Ben Askren?
Ben Askren.
Dude, when he came out to.
He does. Like, he's got all this loose skin and shit. Dude, like, totally. Yeah. Like, dude, you should have done
it. All comes
done
like, right
yeah.
out the top of the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know,
what?
Man.
But then he gets in there and he's dead eyed. He has those dead eyes.
Yeah.
Those dude. Weird dead eyes are so strange.
Dude, he's so
is
funny.
That
though.
All you got,
dude?
Dana?
Askren, he's so funny. First of all, he comes out there to Funky Town. They're playing, well, you take me too. Dude. And then, because Ben Funky Askren, then people on Twitter, like him with Darren Hill, he's like, hey, Darren, before Darren lost, he's like, get ready because I'm taking you to Funky Town.
Right? Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's so, dude, did I ever tell you a time, like, so me and Ben, I started roasting him. Then we became like friends. Then we became like, we like came on the podcast. We became like pretty good friends. So I like get my, like wrestling video, my highlight film from high school, you know, and I was, you know, state champ 4 times. I was very proud of it. So I sent it to Ben
Oh my God.
And I go, what do you think? And he goes, I like the music.
Yeah, yeah. That's your right.
Boom, roasted.
He goes, I like the music. You fucking asshole.
Anyway, to answer Preacher's question, I don't know.
But Ben's fighting Masvidal next.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I mean, it's over.
For who?
For Masvidal.
You think Astro's going to beat him?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. But he's 30. I mean, he's 37. He's getting up there.
Man, listen. I love Masvidal.
Yeah.
I like, he's more exciting to watch than Ben. Ben's funnier. But like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's a more exciting fighter. Way more exciting fighter.
But it's like, come on, man. I mean, he's going to get Damian Maia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what Damian Maia
Has Masvidal ever been submitted?
He might.
Maia did, right? Maia submitted him?
No, he just wrestled him.
Yeah, he wrestled him, punched him a little bit.
And is it if it's a 5-round fight, right, does that favor Askren or Masvidal?
Is it a 5-round fight?
Askren.
I don't know. I don't think they made it. It's going to be, I think, July 4th weekend. Oh, so it'll be the co-main.
It's the same card as Woodley and Robbie, right?
Yeah, but Woodley won't sign the contract yet, supposedly.
Like, dude, you already knocked him out. Why fucking?
Because he's probably like,
go for it.
Because he
was off. You know,
Tyron's probably like, why aren't I getting an immediate rematch? You know, and how is this a step up? And
because he needs to win again before they put him back.
But I wouldn't. I mean, if I was Tyron, I wouldn't want to fight definitively. Because like, you already knocked him out in the first round, and we don't know what's gonna happen this second time, and you're not going to get a rematch. So someone else besides Lawler.
Shit, man.
So
you want to
have that going. Because he's not going to do better than what you just did.
And they've also trained together a lot.
Yeah.
So that's not good. Because, you know, when you train with somebody over and over again, you know what they're good at. You know what they're good at. All right, guys. I got to talk to you about CBDMD. All right? CBDMD is USA Grade A Premium CBD. Okay, it's organic. It's grown in the U.S., processed in the U.S., non-GMO, gluten-free, and vegan. They sent me a box of this stuff. I've been taking these CBD gummies. Oh, it's amazing. I feel so relaxed, less anxious. They have the CBD dog treats I give to my dog. He's been more relaxed than ever. And when he's excited, he's happy. He's jumping around like Air Bud, all right? And CBD helps support or achieve relief from a multitude of everyday ailments, including stress, anxiety, inflammation, and sleeplessness, okay? They only use 100% organic hemp grown, and they process at their farms and facility in the U.S. It's gluten-free, vegan certified, okay? And their CBD oil tincture drops are also non-GMO. They use a broad spectrum CBD extractions through independent third-party laboratories to guarantee the highest of standards. CBDMD is committed to providing the best in CBDs. They stand behind this, okay? They got an easy-to-use service. It's free shipping, satisfaction guarantee, and U.S.-based customer service, all right? In addition to the natural flavor option, they offer a variety of all-natural, award-winning flavors, mint, orange, and berry. And each variety provides just a hint of flavor to leave your taste buds satisfied. And their comprehensive line of products includes not only but gummy bears, which is what I take, capsules, an all-natural sleep aid, topicals, bath bombs. My wife loves the bath bombs, okay? And human-grade pet products and vape oils, all right? Now, they're offering a free, unique offer to our listeners over at MMA Roasted, okay? Go to www.cbdmd.com. Enter the code ROAST at checkout to get 20% off your order. I use this stuff, okay? Definitely check it out. Some exclusions apply. See the website for full details, all right? And these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, all right? The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, okay? Check it out. Hope you enjoy. So Curtis Millender, my man, who looked terrible his last fight, is fighting Bilal Muhammad.
Ooh.
It's going to be a good fight.
That's a great fight. I like both of them. I like both of them. I think I got to go with Bully B on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Millender?
Yeah, I think so. He's gritty, man.
It's going to be a good fight. I don't know.
Bilal's super gritty. As long as it's not, is it during Ramadan?
It's actually a good question.
I don't want to see my fasted Bilal.
Dude, anymore. Meanwhile, I'm going to Florida the week before this next card in in Fort Lauderdale, basically. I'm going to Minnesota the week before. Because, you know, they book you like a
yeah.
Minnesota card. I'm like, fuck. So, Yoel Romero.
At least you're going there in the summertime. They booked me in Minnesota in the winter.
They booked you finally?
No. But, I mean, when they did book me, it was always in the winter.
So, Yoel Romero versus Jacare.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yoel.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I think Yoel's going to win.
Jacare all day.
I'm going
every
Jacare
time.
Too.
I can't vote against Jacare. He could fight anybody in the world, and I'm going to go Jacare.
Even the first fight, though, Yoel won.
It doesn't matter.
It was close.
That was like an even match, but I just think Yoel...
Jacare is the goat.
How old is Yoel?
I feel like Yoel grows more in fights more than Jacare, for me. And I
there's someone that tags Yoel Romero in all of my Instagram posts. I don't know why, because I'm Greg Romero Wilson.
That is so
or did funny. I say, I'm always like, did I say some shit? And he's like looking for me. And then somebody's like telling him where I'm going to be all the time. Like, hey, Yoel, here he's going to be. He's going to be right there. Or is it just because we're both Romeros?
Nothing was funnier when he goes, everyone forget, before Jesus, don't forget Jesus. But it sounded like, not don't be for gay Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. Don't be for
I'm
gay Jesus.
I'm almost 100% sure that's what he said. But you know what I mean? That's like, right. I know that's really what he said.
Uh-oh, there's you. Hey.
You think he said, don't be for gay Jesus?
Yeah. That's what it sounded like. Don't be for gay Jesus.
Yeah, I think he said that.
That is what it sounded like. That was
my wife just came home, by the way. So my baby
is like,
daddy, like, you're done.
Exactly, totally like, oh my God, get me away from this guy. Mom's here.
She's like, stranger danger.
Yeah, she's so miserable now. That's so funny.
Yeah, I know.
That happened so fast.
So
she saw mommy and was like,
So all right, so we like we're torn on that one. Greg Hardy's back.
Why is he on the main card?
They had him against Dmitry Smolyanov.
What are they doing?
Spectacle, man. It's
what are they doing?
Yeah, but it's
gimmick.
It's all
gimmick.
Negative though. It's all negative. And he looked terrible in his last fight. I think that guy would have won.
He's not an MMA
he was beating him. He would have definitely won.
Who, Hardy would have won?
No. Hardy was losing that fight. He was going to lose
winning.
That fight.
He wasn't winning?
Hardy was winning. But yeah, the other guy was coming back though.
Huh?
The other guy was coming back.
Oh yeah, Hardy was winning.
He started tagging him.
Yeah, and then the other guy tagged him.
Yeah,
couple
he started
times.
Getting tagged.
And he's like,
let me just do this.
Yeah, then he like then he soccer punted him in the head.
Illegal?
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't be the first time.
So. So they got Greg Hardy again.
I mean, look, I have no problem with him fighting at all. Like, you know, his personal shit is his personal shit, and like. Great for the UFC for signing him, but like, why are you trying to force him into co-main events? Like, just let him get a couple fights. Because it's not like he's fighting stars.
But you know why they're doing that?
Of course.
Why?
Because he's Greg Hardy.
Because they know.
Yeah, but
CM Punk get a couple fights out of him.
Those guys were loved. Yeah, but CM Punk was bringing millions though, and he was loved. Greg Hardy was not loved. Or
that's true.
Care about love. They care about pay-per-view buys and they care about views and stuff.
Yeah, but are people really tuning in to see Greg Hardy
fight? Exactly.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
I am.
Really?
I am.
You're going to pay $50 to see Greg Hardy fight?
I'll never pay anything to pay anyone's fight. I'm not going to pay for to watch a fight. I'll just go on Reddit and then go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So then Kudalaba.
I just go on MMA Share. It's always on.
I did that. Well, they always post it afterwards. It's always hours. I want to watch
Reddit
it live.
Is it live?
There's always
Russian
dude like
They used to do that all the time on what's it called? Periscope.
And then John Lineker's taking on Corey Sanhagen. That guy's tough as hell. Kudalaba versus Glover Teixeira. Glover keeps winning somehow. I'm always like, this is his last fight. It's over. And then he wins.
Well, sometimes it is his last fight and it's over, and then he still comes back.
And then
that happened a bunch of times.
And then Andre Arlovsky fighting Augusto Sakai. I don't know that guy.
Andre Arlovsky is another one of those that's like, really? He's still there?
Yeah. And I love it. Like, why not? Andre Arlovsky was one of the main guys when I started watching fighting.
Yeah.
When I started getting into MMA. Yeah. And he's still doing the damn thing. And he's still winning. It's awesome.
He's still doing the damn thing. And he's not still winning.
Why not?
Is he still winning, though?
He's not.
Overall, yes. He's not Mark. He has not Mark Hunted yet. He does not have an overall losing record. So as long as he's still 15-14, then Good on you, buddy.
Some people are wondering.
Let's keep watching it.
The article, whether or not.
I don't buy it. I'm not
is Justin Gaethje a threat to Khabib?
Yep.
No.
One, yeah.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's going to go in his face, and he's a wrestler. People forget how good Justin can wrestle, man.
Yeah, but not as good as Khabib. Khabib
man, look, man. Wrestler. Who is Khabib fought that's a wrestler?
Yeah, but all you got to do.
Who is Khabib? Man, look.
Exactly.
Who is Khabib
exactly.
fought that's a wrestler?
And you, exactly. And all he's you have to do on Khabib is sprawl. You don't counter wrestle him.
Think Justin is a threat.
You don't counter wrestle him.
Well, he's exactly. a sprawl,
and you get the
anyway.
Fuck away from him.
Get out of here. And Justin's a better sprawl than Khabib.
He's just going to let you sprawl and get away from him.
Listen, man. Justin.
Quinta did
I would,
5 rounds.
I'd put Justin. I think Justin.
You would pick him over
Khabib. Khabib.
No,
I would.
Come on.
I would, man. Who is Khabib fighting that's a wrestler?
200 push-ups, $400.
I'd still
right,
pick
you have Khabib.
Huh?
You have Khabib over Gaethje.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll still pick twice Khabib, on Sunday.
But I think Justin Gaethje is his most dangerous fight.
I think Justin is good. He wins every fight and then messes up. When he was fighting Eddie Alvarez, he was winning.
No, he wasn't. He was getting killed, but
no,
I mean, he was
wasn't.
Losing.
In the third round, he started getting hit with them uppercut. I mean, them body shots. Okay, but he was winning up to that point when it was Justin Poirier. His legs were destroyed.
Oh yeah, Poirier. Yeah. Now that you've mentioned that, I think even could be even more.
Yeah.
That was no way. Could be.
But he just got caught, and he was just being reckless. In his last fight, he wasn't being reckless. He was measured.
Ali Aikido was a New York State champion wrestler. He wrestled all. He was a college JUCO All American, good wrestler. And he said when he fought Khabib, it was a different kind of strength.
Yeah.
Those Russians when they get a hold of you, it's from that
it for sure is.
And then he started stuffing the takedowns, but, and then he yep. started lighting them up.
He wasn't lighting
he
up
was,
Khabib.
Yeah, he wasn't lighting them up, but he was hitting Khabib. And the ally doesn't hit that hard, man.
But
that's why
timing.
Khabib was letting him hit him, though. I mean, Connor hits him pretty hard. Connor hits him pretty hard. Khabib was taking Connor's punches.
But Connor wasn't, he still wasn't hitting that hard. He looked trash. I mean, he won the third round. But he didn't look that good.
I think he won the second. He got submitted in the third.
No, he got submitted in third, right? He got submitted in third?
Yeah.
Okay, so. He won the second then. Yeah.
I think so.
No, I
no,
think
it
he
was
got
the fourth.
Yeah, he won the third.
He got submitted in the
fourth. Because the first round, he got taken down, but Khabib didn't do
nothing,
anything.
Yeah.
And then the second round, Khabib started doing damage. Third round, Connor
but see, even then,
the
on that first, on that very first takedown, he started trying to counter him. And I was like, what are you do? Like, you're not going to ever counter Khabib. His wrestling is too good, but you can sprawl on him and get away.
Well,
just keep your hips back as long as it takes.
I'll tell you what's looking good is I'm going to be in Vegas for Fight Week at the Stratosphere all week, and that card is starting to really look like an amazing card. Let's talk about that card. July 4th weekend, they know how to do it.
Oh,
every dude, International
Jones.
Fight Week is always
the one. I thought
they
booked me for July
one.
4th week.
No.
I think so. I'm kidding. I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead.
So it's John. No. I don't care.
No,
because they had me. They booked it. It was a whole thing. So John Jones versus
they
Thiago.
Did somebody else to give you that week?
But they put the headliner and I was the feature.
What?
Patrick Garrity. So I can't bring my own feature. He's really good, but it's just they got two, you know. It is what it is. So John Jones versus Thiago Santos.
So he's your feature?
Yeah.
Oh.
The guy who normally headlines. You know, which is fine, but normally I like bringing my own feature. We get to hang out and play there and the whole thing.
Oh, but they had already had him on.
John Jones is going to murder him.
Yeah,
he's going to murder Thiago Santos?
Yes. Absolutely.
Is that going to be funny?
No, I mean, he looks like a killer lately.
Bro, he does look like
he's a one-punch killer against guys that will let him get punch him.
He's got a punch a chance. Nunez versus Holly Holm.
I think Amanda's gonna fuck her up.
Yeah,
really?
So
yeah.
Well, although here's the thing. This is be very interesting about Holly Holm. Okay, because she's getting divorced now.
Go too.
And I think that the husband was creating a lot of negative energy, and maybe she comes back with a lot of positive energy.
Holly?
Yeah.
I think Holly's
going to
do better.
Oh, is that why Holly's your number one? Because now she's on the market.
No, she's always been. I always knew that guy didn't support her.
And then finally, we had talked to Askren. Dos Santos versus Ngannou.
Oh, Ngannou.
Yeah, me too.
Ngannou all day, man. Dos Santos can't fight back enough.
After what
he's
did.
Gonna get back.
Yeah.
Is Francis going to back up? Francis is not going to back up.
After so, Preacher,
Kane,
before you leave, what do you have coming up?
Coming up, I am... just on my website, man, preacherlawson.com. I got a bunch of shows. I'll be in Rochester this weekend. Every show sold out though. So I just want to let y'all know.
Nice.
That. Yeah. I just
want to oh wow. Right? Yeah, what a problem to have.
Then I'm.
So if you guys need, if you guys need a loan, now is the time to hit them up.
At the big theater in Chicago. So come if you're in Chicago or in the surrounding areas. Come be a part of the special. Event. It's my first special ever. I'm excited.
Nice.
Who's it for? Is it for Comedy Central or Netflix?
Well, we don't know.
Oh, okay. We're gonna shop okay, around. Right on.
No problem.
Show team.
Right. Have a good one.
And Tyler, what do you got coming up?
I got jujitsu class in 40 minutes at Braxton's Combat Sports in Venice, California. Come by. And I'm still trying to convince my girlfriend to let me fight again. So maybe I'll have another MMA fight
against her.
I mean, I could probably win that one. So.
Sounds like you're losing it already.
And Greg, what do you got coming up?
Long fight.
This Friday night and Saturday night, Ha Ha Cafe for the late shows. I'll be hosting on Friday and headlining on Saturday.
Love it. Saturday night, guys, I'm headlining the Ice House Pasadena, 10 o'clock. This Saturday night, the big room, 19th to 20th, Boca Raton at the Black Box Theater in Boca Raton. In Chehalis at the Riverside Country Club, April 27th. Tommy T's May 2nd in Rancho Cordova, and New York City Gotham Comedy Club,
nice.
Virtual reality show.
Oh, is this with one of Hofstetter's concepts?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's through them. May 16th, the West Side Comedy Club, May 17th and 18th. Thank you guys. So thank you guys so much. Take care. Түүний сонс тө хөгжим дөрвөлэн. Та дэс дотан дөрвөлэн боруулаа.